The recent Albanese government has pledged the full commitment to the Uluru Statement of the Heart. The statement calls for a First Nations voice to inform Parliament and to be enshrined in the Australian Constitution so it can't be removed by any government of the day. To do this, the Constitution must be amended by a referendum, but historically speaking, there's only 8 past referendums out of 40. The Wire's contributor from RTRFM, Alan Boyd, asked Associate Professor of Indigenous Leadership at Swinburne University of Technology, MLE, what the Uluru Statement of the Heart is. The
Uluru Statement has its roots in 2010, when at that point in time, that was the Labor government, instituted a committee to look at constitutional recognition. And through, things like a million reports come up to, in other committees. By that time, a Liberal government had asked a referendum council about 5-6 years later to have a look at a response to what would be constitutional recognition. And the Uluru Statement actually came out of that. So it was a Liberal government-backed request to find out what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people wanted. The Uluru Statement came from that, which had 3 parts: truth-telling, treaty and voice. And then once that was put out there to the public, the Liberal government, who actually asked for paper, this just went, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? They don't want a third parliament, was what they were saying. It was what Turnbull said at the time.
Yes, but it's not that at all. No. Indigenous voice is such a modest proposal. It is this: the obligation for Parliament and government to consult on laws that affect us as Aboriginal people, mm-hmm. and to have that advice from an Indigenous voice tabled in Parliament. That's it.
It sounds pretty simple, but what is an Indigenous voice to Parliament? How do you think that would actually operate in reality?
Well, that's about 2 levels, so local and regional voices. So, grassroots communities mm-hmm. are able to say what's important to them. And that would then feed up to a national Indigenous voice that's advising federal government and parliament about those issues that are important to us.
So that would be groups of people informing the government on any changes to law or anything to do with Aboriginal people.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you think about, so at the moment, under Native Title or Indigenous Land Use Agreements, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander own or manage more than 40% of our landmass, and we have absolutely zero say about that in federal government. Zero say. So most people would assume that Aboriginal people do have a say. We don't. The beautiful thing about Indigenous voice is it works 2 ways, right? So that Indigenous voice can also ask Parliament and government for advice on how we might want to think about issues that are good for all Australians. And this is a mechanism where parliamentarians do not have to abide by that advice. Mm. This is what kind of worries me a little bit about a referendum and putting this into the Constitution. Because quite frankly, it is such a modest proposal, and the Constitution is our founding document that gives the rights of states to courts to occur, the rights of Parliament to be enacted, an obligation without it having to be acted upon. Is a very low ask to put into the Constitution.
Mm. It is, although changing the constitution is fraught with issues. There have been 44 referenda since Federation, and only 8 of those have passed. We cogently put forward the idea of, do we need to wait for an enshrinement in the constitution, or can we just have a crack at doing it now with the majority government? The Labor government seems to want to do something. I believe there's a voice to Parliament towards treaty in Victoria. I guess it could transfer across to a federal model.
Absolutely. I mean, the process in Victoria just came out of a simple act through Parliament, and it's going great guns.
So
I mean, that's not
that
to
work?
Say that, well, I mean, this is what I would like to see in the fact that the federal government is saying a referendum maybe mid next year, maybe the year after. I mean, there was a full report put out to the public at the end of last year about what Indigenous voice can look like. And that was bipartisan support. And there was something like 9,500 submissions and consultation response given. I mean, this was a massive process.
That was Associate Professor Emma Lee from Swinburne University of Technology, ending the story from RTR FM's Alan Boyd in Perth.